Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank the Lord for this day. Truly, truly, God has been a blessing to us. We're here. We're able to give him praise. We're able to bless his name. We're able to be kind to someone. We're able to be able to show the love and kindness and mercies of God to someone. This is the day that the Lord had made, and he has equipped us with everything that we need for this day. So we receive of the Lord this day. Hallelujah. Everything that we need for this day. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, and we give honor to God first and foremost for being our Father, our Lord, our Master, our King. That's right. Hallelujah. Our God, yes. We're excited, as always, about being on the line. And then we're just going to just jump right on in. One thing I wanted to thank the Lord for, we know that the storms in Louisiana and Mississippi was rough. And we ask the Lord, we're thankful that there were those who were able to come up and to our city for refuge. We thank the Lord that they will be safe and things won't be so bad when they get home and all their needs are met. Amen. But it's a blessing to be a place where people can come for safety. That's a blessing. And I just wanted to say that and say it out aloud. Thank you, Lord, for allowing our city with all its issues to be a blessing to someone. Hallelujah. To help someone, to be an encouragement to someone. It's just a wonderful blessing. And I thank the Lord for the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. I truly thank the Lord for the blessing. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, we're going to get started this morning. We're having Elder Peterson. She's going to come on and she's going to pray for the nation. But what we're going to do first, we're going to, good morning, Elder. Good morning, Sister Roe. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We're going to get started, have a few little things. Nothing is going on, but I got a text, and it was so sweet and so kind, and I wasn't expecting it, and it just kind of threw me off a little bit. So if you see that scene, that I'm just kind of, I'm just happy. I really am. I am so happy. It was so sweet and so kind that I didn't expect it, and it's like, Lord, thank you. You know, just when someone says something kind to you, when someone have a kind thought toward you, that's a blessing. And I'm just thank you, Jesus. I'm just thank you, Jesus. And it was just a kind word and a thought. And I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. God bless him. when someone just says something nice to me, I just ask the Lord to bless them. Bless them. Oh, yes. Hallelujah for the kind word. Yes, indeed. Thank the Lord. I am just so, it sort of threw me off. I don't really look at my phone, but I just found that I could test to make sure of the volume and things like that. And so I picked up the phone, and that's how I saw that. Yeah, so God is good. God is good to us. He encourages his babies. Yes, he does. I'm happy. Y'all just have to forgive me, please. Just forgive me a little bit. I'll be all right, but just forgive me a little bit. It was just a nice blessing and a nice surprise, and I am grateful. I'm grateful, and as I said, when pure just kindness, someone just took the time to say something nice to you, it's a blessing, and I'm just, give me a second. I wasn't expecting it. Yes. So God is good. Here we go. Realize that Psalms 24 is a very powerful psalm. And when we come and we acknowledge the awesomeness and the holiness and how we are dependent upon God, and we really never intend to come into the service without acknowledging our dependency on God. So Psalms 24 says it. Hallelujah. Psalms 24, a psalm of David, a pure heart. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Please excuse me. For he has found it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who can ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. 7. Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, we're going to go straight into our scriptures, but not quite before we just ask the Holy Ghost to lead us, guide us, and give us understanding. And after I call our Genesis scripture, Elder Peterson would come in and do the prayer for the nation. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. God, I tell you the truth. I'm just excited. I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited. I don't know. I'm just, oh my God. I thank the Lord. God is good. Ooh, and he loves us. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you, Father, as we begin this time with you, that you continue to open our mind of understanding. Hallelujah. Give us peace. We thank you for it. Joy, we thank you for it. Your love all around us, We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for reassurance that you are with us, that you are our Father, that you care. We thank you for being a God that's more than enough. We thank you for being our salvation. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for guiding us, directing us, hallelujah, for giving us instructions. We thank you for opening our mind, our ears that we hear, our eyes that we see and understand what we see. We thank you for our heart to obey you. Hallelujah. We thank you for our understanding that we can't just put you aside and say, when I get a chance, I'll do this. Understanding that you are first. Hallelujah. That you first, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remove the compromise. Remove the stubbornness. Let true worship, true understanding of our place with you and how we'll conduct our life for you. Give us our direction. Make it clear before us, Almighty God. And when where we have failed, we ask that you forgive us, Lord. Direct our path. You first, your way, your will. Almighty God, hallelujah. Make the pathway clear and straight. Almighty God, we love you, Lord, and we want to please you, and we want to obey you in all our ways. We thank you, Father, for removing every hindrance, spirit, and every demonic force that will cause us to stumble. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord. Our mind is stayed on you. And we thank you that you allow no distraction. Hallelujah. To cause us to stumble or fall. We trust and we believe and we depend. And for we are your servant and we are your children. And we thank you, Father, for your direction, your care. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving us understanding as we begin to read the Holy Scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. He just surprised us. And he just showers us with kindness. Yes, I guess you say, well, she act like she got $1 billion. But kindness is like $1 billion. Yes, kindness. Just the word of kindness is like medicine because it makes us smile. Yeah, it makes us laugh. So let's go on. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Bless his name. In the image of God created he him. male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything, every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. And our final scripture is Isaiah 43. We should know this by heart. God is good. Hallelujah. I just like to read it. Isaiah 43, starting at the seventh verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. Elder Peterson, it's on you now. Let me see if I can.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We honor you. We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We thank you for yet another day, another opportunity to come before your throne, to seek your face, oh God. Hallelujah. To be in your very presence, oh God. Hallelujah. To know that you are with us at this very moment. Thanking you for this opportunity, this season, this time, this place, this space. Hearing your voice, God,
thank you.
God, we come before you on behalf of nation, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you know the things that are going on, oh, God. Yet we bring it before you. You told us to seek your God, ask and knock. So we come before you, God, hallelujah, knowing that you hear us. When we pray, your word tells us, God, even before we ask, God, you already know, God. And that we don't even know what to pray for, God, you know, God, that Holy Ghost intercedes on our behalf. So, God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're about to hear from our lips. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bless your holy name now, God. We ask you, God, to be with the nation, Jesus, God, on our currency. We have in God we trust. Yet, God, there's so much debauchery, God. There's so much infiltration, God. There's so much going on, Lord God. Oh, God, we need you, God. We need you to move, God. nothing new. You can do what only you can do, Jesus, God. We ask you, God, just to move, God, as never before, God. Open eyes to see and ears to hear. Draw souls, God, in the midst of God. God, even in the presidency, God, in the different walks and different areas of the governmental system, God. There are those who sit in seats, God, that don't need to be in the seats. God, put a foul, God, put a foul exit over them, God.
Yes,
so they are exit and give up the seats, oh God.
Yes,
even
yes.
When they're speaking, God, let the fire of exit burn, Lord God.
Yes,
oh God, it's fire, God. Hallelujah. It's me, mine, God. Oh God, and that's not what you intended to do. So, oh God, and replace them with someone, God, who loves you, who has a relationship with you, who will be concerned about doing the things that you would have them to do and be concerned about what you're concerned about for the people. So, God, we thank you now for doing it. And we count it already, God. We thank you, Lord God, how you got to continue to move and build up, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the nation. Oh, God, and we thank you for what you continue to do, for you are in control. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. There are so much homelessness, God, and no shelter. Oh, God, our troops, God, hallelujah, don't even have the medicine that they need. So build a hospital, God, hallelujah, for our troops. God, oh God, they have served the country, God, and they come home and don't receive what they need, oh God, and yet the government does not open up the different places that is needed, oh God, so God, we thank you. And God, there are laws being made, God. Oh, my God. That cause more sin and more sin, Jesus. All that's in the world, God, is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. So, God, we know, God, that these things are happening. But you told us to pray. So we're praying and bringing it before you, that you will bring down everything that's out of order, God. Everything in the nation that ought not to be. Oh, God, they say to God. Oh, God, and God, we trust. But they trusted in their own spirit. Trust in their spirit. Trusting in your money. Oh, God, burn it up. Oh, God, burn it out. God, cause an exit burning to take place. Oh, God. And God, we thank you, God, for what you continue to do. And covering those, God, in the blood, Jesus, in the fires, God. Those who live in their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, families, God, are being evicted.
Yes,
and
God.
Yet the government, oh my God, is not making way for them, God. God, they have the resources, Jesus, but they don't use the resources as they ought to, oh God. Oh God, they got plenty, but they got pride and greed. Oh God, tear it down. Bring it down. Cause it to be no more, God. We thank you for doing it. We bless you in advance. Raise a warrior. There will war good war for you. There will fight a good fight. There will war for you, God. Thank you for our ministering and warring angels. That ministering and warring our behalf. And thank you for how you just in this nation and all of the mockery that's going on and all of the foolishness that's going on. You have kept us, and for that we are thankful. For that we are grateful. You have watched over our families, and we thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you. But God, we bring our nations before you. Oh God, you know every nation by name. You know every need. You know everyone in us. Oh God, you know what they're doing, God, that goes against your word, oh God. Oh God, we need people in place that will stand up and fight, that will stand against the curse, that won't move, God, that will speak the truth in love, and won't back down from it, oh God, that will stand up regardless of what man says, because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death, oh God. Oh God, and we need you, Jesus, send forth those that will stand, those that will fight, even through persecution, oh God, even through the heartache and pain, oh God, even through being talked about, Jesus, even through being shoved, oh God, even through being misused, oh God, they will stand, God, stand and fight, stand and won't move, stand on your word, second that you're putting in their place now. The fire is burning, God. The fire of exit is burning, and the fire of the Holy Ghost to move and to serve the people from those you put in place. It's happening now. We thank you, God, even the element. God, have to yield to you. So God, we thank you, God, that the fire ceased, God, that the flood stopped, God. Oh, God, we bless you in advance for doing it. That those who have to exit their homes, God, find refuge, oh, God. And when they return, God, they find everything in order, God. And even if they have to rebuild, God, let the resources be in place. We thank you for doing it. We come it all for your glory. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time. Thank you for hearing the pleas, knowing the heart, hearing the cries, knowing the tears, wiping the tears away, oh God, bringing family together, God. There's so much confusion, God. So much doubt, Jesus. So much fury, God. Oh, God, move, Jesus. Oh, God, all kind of things are going on in the nation. Oh, God, in the governmental system. You know every system that it is. Turn blind eyes, God. And if it's not happening, God, saying, God, trust, oh God, saying this is the home of the land of the free and home of the poor, but they not standing for you, God. Freedom is in you, Jesus, whom the Son says he is free indeed. So we thank you, God, for even the souls you're drawing, God, even though it was a flood, souls are flooding in, God, flooding into the kingdom, oh God, even though there was fire. You light a fire under your people to pray all the more to come before your throne. So, God, we thank you for what you did. All things work together for the good of them that love you, Lord, to them who are the called according to your purpose. Your love stands sure, God. And even though there's all kind of pride, all kind of foolishness, all kind of selfishness, your love prevails. Your love still stands. You still love man, God, not loving with a sin, but you still love man. Your still heart cry go out, God, and you're using those like people on the line to cry out for the land. Cry out for the nation, to cry out for the people. Oh, God, help Jesus. Send help from the sanctuary. Those who have the resources, God, let them use the resources to help the people in need, God. Those who can go forward, send them forward, oh, God, to help, Jesus. So we thank you for doing it, God. We bless you, Lord God, for your wonderful, your great, and your good. And you see everything, and you know everything. Those that need to be brought down, bring them down and replace them with those that you have, God. You have in your mind, God, to put in place. Those that was stand, God, for righteousness, that will stand, oh, walking in holiness, that will walk right before you, and then do what's right before the people. God, we thank you, God, that it is. Thank you, Lord God, for how you did. We can't tell you how to do it. We can't tell you who to put in place. But we can't tell you storm needs to calm down, but you know, and we just ask you, we just seek you on the matter. We come before your throne, as you said, come boldly before your throne, God. There's grace and mercy at your throne. So we just come, God, with the confidence that you hear us, knowing, God, that you said come, that when we come, you will hear the request. You will hear the plea. You will hear the cry. You will know the heartbeat, every heartbeat concerning the matter. You know all about it, Jesus. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth, you know all about it, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, God. Every nation needs you, God. You move, oh God. You see the nakedness of children, oh my God. You see that they need water, that they need food, that they need clothing, God. Provided, Jesus. Nations have the resources, oh my God. And they won't even share it with the people, God. The rich are getting richer, God. Oh God, help Jesus. Open eyes to see, God. Ears to hear, God. Thank you for what your Lord is to hear. Our eyes to see. Even the experiences, God, that we can come before your throne, that we can bring it before you, God, knowing that you already know, but you want us to open our mouths and present it to you, bring it before you. So, God, we thank you for what you're doing in this space and time. Thank you for those you're gathering, God. Thank you for the harvest of souls in the nation, God. Thank you for what you continue to do. Even be with the president, oh God. And let him make the right decisions, God. Surrounding him with people that will give him sound, godly advice. God, we thank you and we bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for what you're doing from this day forward, from this time forward in the nation. Oh my God. We bless you, God. We thank you, Father. You know the ruins, God, that have taken place. We ask you to build up, God. Build up hearts, God. Those, God, that are slump in their spirit. Pick them up, God. Let them know that you're with them. You're nigh unto them, oh God. Oh God, raise up Jesus. We thank you for doing it. We bless you, mighty God. Holy Father, we honor you. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Speak the hearts, oh God. Thank you for what you're doing for us at this time. Even in this whatever you will have us to do, whomever you will have us to speak to, God, let us hear your voice and go forward and do what you have us to do. We thank you, God. We thank you for the nation, God. But God, we bring all of the corruption before you. We thank you, God, for those who provide refuge here, God. We thank you for what you continue to do, how you continue to move. Have thine own way, God. And we thank you, God, for what we are see, God, the manifestation of our prayers, God. We thank you that we shall see it, God, and we bless you. We honor you for it, Lord God. We magnify your name. Have your way, God, nation to nation, God, heart to heart, family to family. Family, oh my God, raise up warriors, God, in this nation. Jesus. We thank you. We bless you, God. Thank you for ears attentive to you, God. Hearts opening before you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, oh God. Thank you, God, that we can repent, God, of the things that we have done in this nation. Words that we may have spoken in this nation, the way we may have rolled our eyes, oh God, forgive us, God, and we thank you for your forgiveness. We bless you for it, oh God. We glorify you. Oh God, we thank you, God. Raise up warriors, oh my God. Warriors, oh God, that will fight. Fight the good fight of faith, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it. We bless you in everything, God, and help us to continue to sustain, God, even during this testing, God. Thank you. We bless you. Every fiery die, God, it won't work, God. Oh, God, it's already been counteracted by faith, oh, God. Oh, God, strongholds come down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we walk by faith in this nation, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God. We bless you. We glorify you. Now, God, have your way as we have presented, God, the nation before you, God. We have given God, spoken, God, that was in the heart, God. And we thank you for hearing, for releasing, God. We thank you, God, every fiber of our being, God. We present it before you, God. We thank you. We bless you and we honor you. We count it done, God. And so it is, God. And it is. Oh God, and we believe your report, and we stand on your word, and we say to God, be all of the glory. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Lee. Thank you, Lord God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the Lord using you this morning. And as you were praying every Wednesday that you're available, well, no, I'm going to say it like it came to me. Every Wednesday we're going to, until the Lord says so, we'd like for you to pray and lift up the nation. That's an assignment, praying here. You in agreement, and you heard the same thing. We need Amen. Prayer, and we got to fight. And you're available, and we ask that that be your assignment until the Lord says different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, this is a serious time. This is not a time for play.
Thank
this
you,
is
Jesus.
A serious time. This is not, oh, by the way, and God come however we fit him in. This time, oh, God. And we're here for such a time as this, and we don't take it for granted. And it's so serious. And we have to be, we're the warriors, and God is calling other warriors, and we're here to do his bidding. Hallelujah. We're here to answer the call. Hallelujah. To stand in the gap as prayer warriors and watchmen on the wall and intercessors. Hallelujah. I know that Sister Rose, she is working and she is tuning in and she's limited. But I know that she's praying as well. Hallelujah. And the other sisters that God is placing in this hour that will be connecting with us. I tell you, Elder, you remember when we were doing and calling for the prayer for the wailing women. And I just stopped, and I don't know, I just got sidetracked. It just fell off. And last Sunday, I was scanning the channel, and I heard this pastor say, call for the wailing women. And I just stopped, and I'm going like, oh, my God. I forgot all about it. I'm just going to tell the truth. I don't mind confessing because I cried to God for forgiveness. But you say, well, nothing is happening. Well, what's the point? But God told you to do it. If it takes 150, 160 years, what is it to you? When God tells you to do something, you do it.
Yes.
We have to learn that. People say, well, that's all y'all doing. Well, what else? This is what God said do. You do it. Call for the wailing women. God knew that this hour was coming.
Amen.
God knew that this hour was coming. We have to be faithful. We cannot stop. We cannot allow distractions. And people mean well, but they come up well. If you don't have this and it's not fitting in their box, then something is wrong with what you're doing. But I will allow this season to be a lesson for me. If God calls, when God calls you to do something, you don't let go of it.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it looked like. He said call, and you know how long ago that was.
Amen.
Call for the wailing women.
Yes,
and it just didn't make sense. It looked like I could not get, but call for them. That is your assignment, to call for them.
Amen.
If it takes 200 years, but it was for a point in time, and it is to continue because we haven't seen anything yet.
Amen.
Call for the wailing women. So we're putting out a clarion call for the wailing women. And not people who are looking for recognition, not people who are looking for their names to be called, but who have gotten a call from the Lord. And when they hear the call, they identify.
Amen.
And they know that there is a need. Hallelujah. It's time. And we may not see everything. The Lord may take us one way or the other, but it will be done. And there will be those who can pick up the torch and continue with it. Faithful to God. God is faithful to us, and we must be faithful to our God. You know, we have to say, I got an assignment, and God doesn't have to explain everything to me. This is what he said do, and this is what I do. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Obedience. Now we see. Oh, my God. We can't even hardly get in the churches. So where? We have to bow down where we are before our God. And don't count it robbery to do so. Oh, my God. Oh God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. for forgiveness. We thank the Lord for encouraging us. Still, that open door, that door was still open. And he made provisions. Oh, glory. He made provisions right here on this to accomplish the task. I tell you, what a loving, kind, forgiving, merciful God he is.
Yes, yes.
My God. My God. God is good. He's merciful and he's kind. God, we thank you. We praise your name. Ooh, hallelujah. For such a time as this. We would say when we're talking about Esther. Oh, she's doing this for such a time as this. For such a time as this. All kind of jingles we take. Powerful stuff, and we drag it through the mud, using it, and not being faithful. Not being faithful to our God. Because we are all here for such a time, but what are you doing with it? Are you connecting to God to get? Oh, you just trying to catch on to the Trini stuff. My God. So I repented and I'm calling for the wailing women and the 21st century daughters of thunder.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The 21st century daughters of thunder. The preaching women. Hallelujah, who don't mind standing before God and preaching the unadulterated word of God to encourage them and tell the younger ones their journey from to the pulpit and in the pulpit. It's a journey. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Almighty God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about glitz and glamour. It's
about
those who have been called before the foundation of the world for this time to preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not those that decided I want it because I can get this and I can get that. Hey God. But those who go through the fire, hallelujah, that were called by God himself to preach the word of God. I said it out. Who go through and look and say, God, my life, oh, God is not worthy. But yet he said, I am your God. I call you, oh God, I clean you up. I made you a testimony for me. Oh God, oh glory, you've gone through the fire and you've gone through the flood. I didn't let you burn and I didn't let you drown. But you're here for a testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We glorify you. Hallelujah. So we thank you for taking the time out. Hallelujah. To answer the call. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is good. We have our scriptures. We're going to read a couple and we'll allow you to do the benediction at the closing point of time since you're here with us and you're alive. It's been a while. It's been a moment. You remember when I told you that I finally had courage to do it?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God.
God. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh,
thank you, too.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God. Oh, God. Nobody but the Lord. Nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody but the Lord. Whew. Our scriptures for the nation. First Timothy. Hallelujah. I don't even know yet. I tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Ro, I hope you're not acting up. I hope you. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Whew.
Thank you.
Oh, I said Timothy. Hallelujah. Oh,
my hands, I need to get some lotion and keep the lotion close by.
Oh, so I can turn my pages. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Let's just do 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, hallelujah, 6. Hallelujah. You know, this is the Lord's Prayer. 9 to 13. Hallelujah. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Wait a minute. I messed up. 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The will of God in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Thank the Lord. Thank him. Hallelujah. 1 Kings. Hallelujah. 8. Hallelujah. I just feel good. I tell you, God is good. I love the Lord. I'm just refreshing, renewed, and just
just enlighten even the more. God is good. God knows what we need, and he provides. 1 Kings 8, the 8th chapter, the 28th verse. Yet have thy respect unto the prayers of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayed before thee this day. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for hearing the prayer as prayed to him this day. Amen. Hallelujah. We glorify, we exalt God. Hallelujah. Our Father. In that special place with the Lord, when we're lining up with his will and his way, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And yes, when God gives us a glimpse of his purpose, it really does encourage us. And we don't, sometimes we get into a place where we feel like we're just spinning our wheels and saying, well, Lord, do you, you know, like, hello. And, you know, you just be obedient. Just be obedient. Just do what I told you to do. I need to be able to trust you that no matter, it doesn't matter what it looked like, that you're going to be obedient. You're going to do what I told you to do. You're going to stay faithful. Isn't that a blessing?
Mm.
You just stay faithful to what I called you to do. It doesn't matter what it looked like to you. I need you to mature up and come into the spirit.
Amen.
Bless. Come on up into the spirit.
Amen.
And see. Oh, my God. Ooh. I can shout, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But now, God is allowing us to have this time, but we have to use this to build us up. So as we, not only us, it's people everywhere, just stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. It doesn't matter what it looked like, stay focused. It doesn't matter what it, just stay in the territory that you've been given. Don't give up any territory. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Stay where you are and hold your ground. Hold it. Hold it. Hold your territory. Hold it. Hold it. Hold your ground. So we pray one for another. We pray that each one are strong in the Lord. Maintain their ground. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
God is good. And we're passing it on to the younger ones. Mm-hmm. To the younger ones, we have to pass it on. God is so good. Hallelujah. God is, oops, it's almost time. I tell you, it's just been an unusual day. We thank the Lord. We're going to do Numbers, the 6th chapter. And then, Elder Peterson, we'll ask you to close us out. Amen?
Amen.
Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Now, take us out. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord, for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne. And thank you for hearing our prayers. We bless you and we honor and we glorify your most holy name. Have your way, God. Even throughout this day, God, we bless you and we honor you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. through the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. We thank you and God bless you. Hallelujah.
God
be glory. Love you.
Love you.